Welcome to Android Snacks. Android Snacks is the TLDR of last week's Android developer news. I'm your host, Mike Scammell. Let's get started. Blog post this week. First up, we have 30 plus bite-sized pro tips to become a better Android developer by Aritra Roy. Aritra Roy gives 30 odd tips on how to become a better Android developer, from getting familiar to the Android framework internals to getting familiar with keyboard shortcuts. There's probably something in there that everyone could take on board to better themselves. Next up, we have Creating Well-Behaved Views in Android by Edson Menegatti. In Edson's blog post, he explains the process he used for creating a custom behavior for a bottom sheet in the Picnic app. It's a meaty blog post and goes through step by step how he changed the default bottom sheet behavior class to meet the app's requirements. Talks this week, we have RX Java by Example, Volume 3, the Multicast Edition by Kaushik Gopal. Kaushik talks us about multicasting in RX Java, where you cast events from a source observable to multiple subscribers. He explains why you might need them, such as in network requests where more than one subscriber might want to know the results of that result and you don't want to redo that network request. He takes us through examples using connectable observables and operators such as share, cache and publish to power up our RX Java code. This is just one video from Room 2 for 360 AndDev, and a bunch more videos have been uploaded on the Realm Academy site, so go check them out. Tools and libraries. We had Android Studio 3.0 Beta 1 and 2. Beta 1 had fixes for Kotlin plugin issues and menu bar, and Beta 2 fixed some class not found exceptions when Java 8 language features were enabled and MinSDK was set to 19. If you're on Alpha 9 previously, you'll likely need to clean your project and sync after you've updated to avoid project refresh failure messages. Gradle has been updated to 4.1. Amongst other updates, it has a new worker API, which is being used in the Android Studio 3.0 Gradle plugin. Android Things Developer Preview 5 has been released and is now based on Android O. There have been some hardware changes as well as improvements such as new API features and updates to the Android Things console. ExoPlayer has been updated to 2.5 and includes bug fixes, new extensions such as the IMA ads extension, as well as improvements to core playback like repeat modes. New this week, we have D8 and R8. D8 is a new DEX compiler. When compared to the current DX compiler, it compiles faster and creates smaller DEX files, while having the same or better app runtime performance. You can enable it now in Android Studio 3.0, and the plan is that in Android Studio 3.1, it will become the default DEX compiler. R8 is a ProGuard replacement that has been open sourced. It's not yet integrated with the Android Gradle plugin, but keep an eye out for the future updates, or just keep listening to the podcast and I'll let you know. Buffer have released an Android Clean Architecture boilerplate project written in Kotlin with UI and unit tests. Joe Birch is one of the contributors and he helped create the Ribbot Android boilerplate example, which you may have used in the past, so it's in good hands. There is some great documentation on this project as well to explain the clean architecture approach, which also makes for a great read. Now it's time for other stuff. There was a new Learning Kotlin fragmented podcast this week where Kaushik explains how we can use statics from Java and Kotlin. It's not just a simple copy-paste convert to Kotlin, as there may be some hidden costs. Definitely listen to this if you're on the Kotlin learning train. In a new Android Dialogues episode this week, Chuki talks to Jarell Mardis, who runs Chicago Roboto, about running conferences, the problems he faced starting Chicago Roboto, and tips for those looking to start their own. That's it for this week. If I've mangled your name in any way, I sincerely apologise. You can find us on Twitter at Android Snacks, and please do let me know what you think of the podcast. You can find all show notes for this week's episode at androidsnacks.wordpress.com. This week's episode has been hosted, edited, and all that good stuff by me, Mike Scammell. You can find me on Twitter at Mike Scammell. Our theme music is Fresh Kicks by Sono Sanctus. You can find out more at sonosanctus.com. Thanks for listening, and catch you next week. I hope you haven't just skipped to the end expecting some random vocal to my parents, you know. I think it's really wrong to abuse your elders like that, and I'm going to stop this practice. Are you crazy? Of course I'm not going to stop doing it. They're a gold mine. Let's go see what they have to say.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, darling.
How are you?
I'm fine, thanks. How are you?
Yeah, not too bad, thanks.
Pretty good.
Dad there?
Yes, he's here. I'm on. All right.
Yeah, good, Dad. You?
Fine, thank you.
Just a quick one. I got some good news.
Oh, go on.
Jake Wharton, right? He's joined Google.
Yeah.
Jake Wharton's joined Google. Yeah, he's on the Android framework team.
He's on the what, Dan?
The Android framework team.
Oh, is that good for you?
Well, I think it's good for all Android developers, probably. I hope it is.
Oh, that's good, Dan.
What do you think?
He believed in something, wasn't he? Left doing what he was doing, didn't he?
Yeah. What do you think of it? I think he's already started.
Oh.
You got a message for him you want me to pass on?
Well, I wish him all the best, I suppose. Do we know him then, Mike?
I don't think you do.
You don't think we do?
No. I don't think you do. You didn't know him last time, did you?
No.
You still don't know him really, do you?
No. No, but obviously you think we must, but I can't think of him, but... Does he live down this way then, or...?
Well, no, he lives in America.
Oh,
we had a message from Mum. He said he wanted to let Mum know that everything's going to be all right.
Yeah.
It's nice of him, isn't it?
What a strange thing.
It's nice of him, though.
Yeah, it was nice of him.
All right, so you want me to, I'll pass on that you wish him all the best, yeah?
Funny, he's
eating
someone. You had to wind up this.
No, I thought you guys knew him. I thought just after our last call, I thought I'd let you know. You know, because I thought it'd be a bit weird if I didn't.
I actually saw something online about him. Actually,
oh, that's good.
That he was leaving, but he didn't tell you where he was going.
Right.
In that sense.
Oh. I'll let him know.
Okay.
Right, I better shoot because I got some stuff to do.
All right, darling.
Love you both. Yeah, we had a good weekend, thanks.
Oh, that's good then.
Right.
Nice time. 2-1, wasn't it?
Yeah. Right, I better shoot.
Okay then.
Love you both. Bye.
Love you too, then. Bye then.
Bye.
Bye.
And done. There you go, Jake. They wish you all the best. If you enjoyed this episode, can you do me a favour and share this with someone you know who might be interested, or retweet my Android Snacks tweet for the new episode on Twitter? I'd really appreciate it, and I really want to reach more ears. So if you could do that for me, that'd be great. Thanks, and see you next week.